I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The odds of being alone in this universe just got smaller. Scientists now say there are billions of potentially habitable Earth-sized planets in our galaxy. That got us thinking about the possibility of actually making contact with some galactic neighbors, like in the film Contact.
I mean, it's highly unlikely that they would understand what they were looking
at.
And people need to understand the science.
The people are in very good hands, Dr. Arroway. We'll take it from here.
Not so far-fetched for Jill Tarter. She directs SETI, that is the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence Institute.
When SETI got started as a NASA project, protocol was official at that point, and it specified who would talk with the executive branch of the government. But since 1993, we've been raising the money to do this work privately. And so the protocol that we have doesn't officially involve anybody in the government. And it is simply make sure that you're right, send out a scientific paper on the discovery, send out an IAU telegram that alerts all of the world's observatories, and then hold a press conference to tell the world, because that information is the property of humankind.
Have you ever had any close calls?
Yes, we've had a couple of very, very memorable false positives.
Like when?
The last time actually was 1998. Our equipment was compromised by a lightning strike. And so we got a signal clearly technological in its nature. And it took us the better part of a day to finally figure out that it wasn't coming from a star that we'd been tracking. It was, in fact, coming from a spacecraft that's in orbit around the sun called SOHO.
There have been many attempts to communicate with potential intelligent life out there. Voyager 1 and 2 had those gold-plated records aboard with sounds and images chosen by NASA to represent Earth. What are your thoughts about these attempts to communicate between Earth and who knows what out there?
I sometimes say we lied through our teeth.
In what way?
Well, because everybody is beautiful. There's no poverty, there's no war, no disease, no pollution. Looking forward to potentially having another opportunity to create a portrait of Earth and who we are and how we understand our place in the cosmos. Potentially, that will be possible with a spacecraft called New Horizons, now on its way to Pluto. Mm. And we are circulating a petition right now asking NASA to permit a portrait of Earth that is actually crowdsourced. We'd like to get the world involved, and we think we can, given the social media globally now.
Does this discovery that there may be 40 billion habitable Earth-type planets out there, does it give you more hope that there is life out there? I mean, it must.
Life as we know it is a planetary phenomenon. So knowing that there are lots of planets out there is a good thing in terms of upping the odds for there being life somewhere else.
I gather your lab is always prepared for the celebration in case it does happen.
At the observatory, in the refrigerator, there's a bottle of champagne that there's a big label on it that says SETI Success Plan. And we certainly intend to celebrate the detection of a signal.
Astronomer Jill Tarter, who directs SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence Institute in Mountain View, California. Thanks very much.
It's been a pleasure talking with you.